So recently, Trudeau, and I say Trudeau, not Trudeau, for obvious reasons. So recently, Trudeau and Johnson together expressed support for Ukraine. Now, I'm not on Kremlin's side, but after that horseshit when Zelensky and Ukrainian parliament showed support and ratified Istanbul's convention, I'm leaning more on neutral side. I mean, I can't support mafia state like Russia, but at the same time, Ukraine is getting more and more in bed with global homo. Can you imagine, during a wartime, when your cities are being destroyed, your people are getting killed, and your children raped by Russian orcs, you would think that there are more important problems to deal with. But it turns out that during such horrible times, one of the biggest issues is fags, feminism, trannies, and cultural Marxism in general. Well done, Ukraine. Well done. After stunts like this, my friends from Ukraine, Azov, and other nationalists shouldn't be surprised that Western nationalists aren't very keen on supporting Ukraine. And because we don't know shit about Russia, they're leaning more towards Putin. Now let's get back to Castro's illegitimate child and former part-time substitute drama teacher. This fake eyebrows-wearing turd has the audacity to stand on a moral high ground while at the same time he turned his own constituents into terrorists for protesting infringements on their human rights. Some Canadian children were force vaccinated without consent of their parents, people's bank accounts were frozen, and trucker protest wasn't even allowed to gather funds. Every donor has rem Pardon? Every donor was reimbursed with whatever we have donated. And let's not forget hacking of GivSendGo and donor data leaked to public. Apparently this was done by anonymous, but at this point everyone who isn't living under the fucking rock knows that anonymous is just a hand of deep state. So in conclusion, Global Homo went so far as to use hacking and doxing of trucker protest supporters, but at the same time this Schwab's cocksucker is expressing support for Ukrainian freedom. Anyone with at least a shred of moral compass must see that there is something deeply flawed in this situation. Even if you are a Ukrainian nationalist, you should be aware that global homos are not your friends, and after war ends, and if Ukraine is victorious, it is next on globalists' target list.